you remember 7,000 years ago here?
Yes, we are sitting in this place.
Of course, you're here. A human being like you. Nothing is here.
Not even a single building.
Nothing at all.
So I'm sitting here, thousands of years in the past. And of course there is no church.
Yes.
I'm sitting here, comfortably.
You are here. Do you remember 7,000 years ago?
So here I am, under the open sky. Nothing around me but nature, of which I am part. There are trees. There's wind. There are birds. There are animals. The river is full of fish. You can let your eyes wander unobstructed all the way to the mountains, which surround the space with the different hills and places from which you have a view in all directions. And I am here. If I continue looking straight ahead of me, I'm looking directly east, towards the rising light, towards the sun, the rising sun, the way I sit, so from there, the future is coming towards us.
In front of me, through the gap, in between the buildings, this is where you enter the Rettenbach Valley and up to the summer pastures.
And then you continue up into the karst, into the Totes Gebirge, an area sort of uninhabited and partly a stone desert. We can't see the top level of those mountains, and none of this has been shaped by humans. So I sit here, thousands of years ago in the past.
Of course, there is no church.
There's not a single house. This is a sacred space.
Listen, when you were here 7,000 years ago, there was no difference between the sacred and the mundane. No way. There was no difference between a sacred rock and a network of such rocks and the so-called stupid, trivial world around you.
So here I am, under the open sky.
For you, all of this was a temple. The whole world is a temple in which you move around. The temple.
I close my eyes.
Closing the eyes.
So you come across this great gigantic stone, a rock, a massive rock, and you approach this rock and you touch this rock. You feel the rock.
And this rock talks to you.
And then you realize the rock...
My space.
...loves you.
My space.
And you keep returning to this rock.
My eyes are shut. They are closed. This is a sacred space. But there is...
Right here.
There is no... No, no building. My mountain, my space.
It somehow resonates within us.
A feeling inside of me.
Open your eyes again. What do I notice here? Observing where... At which place this sound will be most harmonious. Connection. And that will then be the right place. Connection.
My body.
This is a space which includes me entirely with my belly as a whole human being. Hands. Feet. Everything that belongs to me.
My body.
A connection space, not a space for watching.
finding the sacred places. This is the lowest layer when we contemplate humankind. What is humankind? How can we understand it? That people are bound to sacred places. That's where we would start. And the question is, what would be a sacred place nowadays? Silicon Valley? Or places where we find raw materials, which everyone is fighting over. Rare earth. Or whatever materials are rare at the moment. So places are the beginning. And even the first great architectural complexes, including the Egyptian pyramids, were always meant to be markers of sacred places. There is a resonance in them.
Exactly.
The bench on which I sit.
Right there. Here, to build a space for yourself, for your cattle, and also for your gods. Right here.
On this square surrounded by buildings, the mountains rising right behind them. Everything is very small. The houses are cute, almost like toys. The streets are full of road signs, concrete flower buckets, street markings and so forth. Because the world has been set up in a way that...
The bench on which I sit?
We sit on chairs.
Great that it's here.
Because we have the kind of body with which it is possible to sit down.
Because otherwise, I'd have to stand the whole time.
So in every aspect, the world approaches and supports us. When all of this is gone, we will be exposed.
You, mountain.
And then we will move closer to this radically different.
You, meadow. The sensation of being me.
The sensation of being me.
This is I.
This is I.
And if you can let go.
And if you can let go, then you enter into a space. You butterfly.
You butterfly. Well, wherever. On top of the world. If the ego is too dominant, you are on top of the world. You have the feeling everything is below you. Then you won't be able to enter. You fence. You car.
Hey, we are sitting in the forecourt of a church.
You road.
Look to the right. This is the entrance to the church, just to the right of you.
The big door of the church. Do you see it?
No.
Stand up. Now.
Stand up. Yes.
I am standing up.
I am rising from the bench.
Backpack.
Take everything with you. Bag. Backpack. You turn right to the door. To the door. Take a few steps. To the door.
Walking to the door.
Of the church.
Keep walking.
This is the big door of the church. The door handle.
I put my hand on the door handle.
It's really cold. Opening the door.
I am opening the door.
I'm going into the church. Entering.
Turn right.
I go to the right.
I open the glass door. Now.
Enter through the glass door.
Turning left. I turn left. My body.
My own.
And walking to the center, to the middle aisle.
This is different from a normal building.
Then stop. Stop.
Thinking of a birth process, the embryo leaving the womb, in the womb, being pressed out into this world, the embryo cannot imagine what awaits them. It's a completely new experience. And I imagine when life leaves the body, dying is like a birth process.
Go. Walk a few steps, step by step.
But...
Stop. Stop walking.
What comes after that? I can't quite keep up with that, rationally, because I don't know.
I turn right.
Turning right.
There is the bench.
Sit down.
I'm sitting here in the past,
This church, how do I take it in? Now at this moment? There is no church yet. No church yet. So I'm sitting here, in the past. And there is no church. So not in the church, but outside of it.
Look ahead.
The old church. Yes. The old church in front of me.
I have a very good view of the church in front of me.
The church?
As a whole.
Yes, the old church is in front of me.
And I see it from the side.
In front of me.
It is there. It's behind the benches. So where the benches end, the old church rises.
Where the benches end, that's where the old church begins. It was facing east.
To the left.
Eastward, towards the karst.
The tote Gebirge.
Towards the rising sunlight. Now I am here. And now I am looking south.
At that place where the benches end, they built this building, sustained by the ground and what lies below. The rock that was already there and of which we knew that it had something.
What's the matter with this rock?
That you could actually use such a rock, like the one at the old church, to create this sacred place that somehow strikes a chord in us.
Sounds?
It resonates.
I close my eyes. Closing the eyes.
Sacrifices appear at some time.
What are we doing?
I am giving body, blood.
When I decide to sacrifice.
And for that, I connect to a possible better future.
Things will be set right again.
I am giving body, blood, a possible better future.
Sacrifices appear at some time, becoming a very central part of religion. So, a break in the world order must have occurred. Chains of loss, traumatizing experiences, forced displacements, involuntary migration. So a sacrifice is supposed to balance a relationship that was out of balance.
A better future, which I'm hoping for. Opening your eyes again.
Existing space as such is no longer paradise, and so Earth is paradise lost. The invention of agriculture becoming sedentary. The beginning of sacred stone architecture compressing the world into certain locations. Only the past and the future are meaningful. Both are unavailable. Both have access to paradise. Both withdrawn from the present. Detached. Period. To cope with this, we had to come up with a kind of timeline. To construct some kind of before and after. It is never about living in this world or living with this world. We project onto another world or we'll beam us into it. That this paradise lost by establishing a relationship to oneself will be had in some future or whatever.
Future? Future.
A timeline?
Earth has been entrusted to us, given to us.
To employ it,
yes,
to use it.
In a way to safeguard it, to conserve it, to be mindful about it. Fill the earth,
subdue and rule over it.
It's something I would no longer say.
Detached from the landscape, we have separated, withdrawn from the world, or dissolved the homogeneous space,
That is the world that we used to hold sacred. 7,000 years ago, you did not differentiate between the holy stone and the so-called stupid banal world all around. Detached from the landscape. Detached. That is, I believe, the real drama.
I turn to the left. I turn towards the middle aisle. I stand up.
Go to the middle aisle.
Then I stop in the middle. Stop here. Stop. I am in the middle aisle. Here I am.
The stone floor below you, cold and unyielding.
Yes, I am. I am standing on the stone floor. Me.
Nature? Whether nature can see me, it sees me not. It cannot see me.
That was like the fall of humankind, of Western culture, turning everything into property. On the contrary, and to ruling over it. We belong to the land. It's a different feeling of space. Right, it's a different feeling of space that goes way beyond simply praising the aesthetics of this landscape.
Walk on, go on, 3-4 strides. And now you stop. I look towards the altar, the priest.
I feel like an astronaut in a capsule.
I hear the bells from the consecration now, from the transformation, the ringing. I see the white communion bread, the white host.
This white host, it's obviously a program for the future.
Which the priest,
a space traveler,
is holding up above.
Who is about to be launched into space somehow.
I take a few steps, walking a few steps further.
Coming to a standstill.
Stop.
The white host.
Which the priest holds up.
Above the cup. The goblet.
I touch my forehead.
Making the sign of the cross.
My chest. My shoulders.
A white host could be a sun. Could be the moon. Could be anything. The empty space of creation, the spirit, as a person performing the sacrifice, a son, you are someone who acts, the moon, in a meaningful way, the spirit, that is in the spirit of the repair of being. The spirit of the repair of being.
Belly, space, heart, that integrates me,
brain,
the whole being, as a whole being,
hands,
with everything that feet belongs to me.
Just a bit further.
2 steps.
Take 2 steps.
Pause.
Pause.
When we go to sleep, we expect that the sun will rise the next morning.
I look towards the altar. I am here. And simultaneously somewhere else. Walk a bit further. 1-2 steps ahead. Pause.
This mystery of transformation.
A different future will open up to you and...
Life is transformed.
Advance 2 more steps.
Pause.
What will come after this? What will happen the next day? What next week? What will happen after my death?
A great serenity. Life is transformed. Not annihilated.
The priest speaks the words of transformation.
My body.
He has the goblet in his hand.
This is my blood.
The unrest.
Which will be given up for you.
Breath comes and goes.
Future.
Future. There is something behind it. The sky above it. Heaven. Or...
I walk on.
Even
the future.
Walk on.
The future.
4 steps. And now pause. I keep hearing the bells resonating in my ears.
Transformation, what? Beyond. Believe in the hereafter? Away? And future? Future space? How is it approaching us? Believe in the hereafter. That is deeply ingrained.
And
in the belief in progress in the Western world.
Future.
That the world is becoming a better place. That the technique of projecting us into the future turned out to be a kind of escape mechanism. And will always get you out of the here and now, onwards and upwards in profits. The promise of an eternally better future. Always forwards, never backwards.
Take one step ahead.
Influencing things in the future to our advantage.
Frustration.
Using diverse ways with the most diverse methods. Why do you really do that?
The desire.
Future space. How is it approaching us?
This wanting to get someplace.
The drug behind this is called change.
A paradise in another world.
People are pushing this idea of progress along in front of them, keeping the gap between them and the good to come at the same distance.
Just a bit ahead, like two steps ahead.
Always forwards.
Pause.
Never.
This involves decoupling.
This future is outside of us and without us.
A misunderstanding of your own body.
With a kind of belief in progress, permanently progressing.
And our being here.
If you're feeling down,
ruined.
Go shopping.
The planet.
So in a way it is.
And our future.
A misunderstanding. Continue walking.
Take two steps.
Pause.
Phantasma of a permanent future on Mars.
Shopping followed by happiness.
With scientific technological methods. A material hereafter in the hereafter of Earth. The hereafter of Earth. With scientific methods. A different eternity. Definitely an hereafter. Hereafter. Or perhaps even a different kind of hereafter. Hereafter. I'm here now.
I am here now. Take another two steps. Pause.
As humans pin their hopes and joy they might be expecting to an hereafter. It is lost in both cases as something belonging to the past or to the future.
Move a bit ahead, three steps on. Pause.
The way back to Earth.
How does this work? Irrelevant. Those ordinary news from paradise always claim that this is still to come.
Die.
Or that it was.
Irrelevant.
Or that it is somewhere.
Whether you die or not.
We are in paradise, folks.
Folks, unfortunately.
Because this Earth.
We are inside.
Has a way of dealing with life.
In the sense that it will not let anything be dead forever, but it lets everything return. There's nothing else.
In paradise, livability of the world. Back
to Earth itself.
To the Earth itself. There's nothing else.
There's nothing else.
Yes. The view is directed, of course. Yes. What is here? It is the world.
Nothing else.
Which we want to conserve.
Further. Go further. To the three steps in front of you. The boundary of the old church. Pause at the three steps. Directly in front of me was the side wall of the old church. And now go up the stairs. I am climbing the steps. Pass to the right of the golden altar. Stop there.
Talking about content, there is a lot here. It's intriguing that the church preserves this. And you'll have to admit that the church, in this regard, has remained the great archive. All these thoughts derive from antiquity. If they are not 2,000 years old, then they are 5,000 years old. And when the process of forgetting has come to an end,
or even older,
or has almost ended, then the process of remembering reignites.
Continue until you reach the benches with the gray padding. There, next to the step. Stop there.
Well, the old church.
I stand here now, right in the middle of the church. You could, of course, open the floor.
The rock surely is there.
Then you would see it.
The traces left behind by the old church.
Yes, the old church.
Not necessarily visible.
It is oriented.
They are not openly detectable in the current space.
Out east.
You will have to look for them. In the current vestry.
There to the left, behind the door.
Is the old heart of the previous church.
There. A double-leaved brown door.
Now it is more or less a dressing room.
The old heart of the church.
The vestry and the adjacent rooms.
I sit down. Sitting down. Sit down. Look to the right. To the door.
If I say to the east.
Into the mountains.
For example.
What would we be able to see there? Whether there is a high mountain.
Schönberg, Mount Beautiful.
That is in line with this church.
A high mountain.
One that has been marked with the building of the old church.
To the right.
They explored the area and conceptualized the building as a manifestation of the location. This wisdom was used to build the previous church. At the location and into the location.
Then
you turn to the door.
The double-leaved brown door. I turn towards the door. A rustling in my ears. A tingling in the feet. The eyes. My eyes are shut. They are closed.
Based on the quality of this rock.
It is so full of energy.
They oriented the church and composed it, integrating the four cardinal directions.
It's like energy emitting from the ground.
Marking certain days on which it pointed towards the rising sun.
And it spreads out on the toes, over the feet, over the arms, to the fingers. Feeling at home.
Resonating.
And you then want to embrace everything. Everyone.
I'm here and...
The eyes are closed.
An important place.
A resonant...
My breath.
Space.
A resonant space in the future.
I do believe that the feeling is a...
I breathe deeply.
Physical one.
The sound like...
Reverberates.
Reverberates.
My space. And at the same time, everybody else's space.
Resonant space.
A space that knows no borders. It is bright and warm around me. And even if it is actually dark before my eyes see light. It feels bright. Light. Light. And then open your eyes.
I open my eyes.
Behind these four small windows.
look straight to the east.
Straight to the east.
Towards the rising sun.
And then you're looking into the mountains.
My mountain. The mountains are rising. Schönberg, Mount Beautiful. My space.
The stony desert.
Towards an area where the second stone is that is communicating with the first.
What's that got to do with me?